village with very little broadband, and one or two of you from your messages today are telling us that applies to you. What do you need to do? Well, Ian A. Church is Head of Development, Infrastructure and Funding at Northamptonshire County Council. That basically means he's the man in charge. Head of blame for all this, Ian. Good morning.
Good morning.
How does this loan scheme work then?
It's quite straightforward, really. We've targeted at least the final 10%, as you suggested, which is totals about 30,000 premises. It's a two-stage process. We're asking commercial suppliers to submit an expression of interest before Christmas to outline what technology they would use, where they would look to target that, outline their business case, and security for a loan. And then following Christmas, very early in New Year, we'll invite full applications on shortlisted proposals, and Cabinet will make some decisions in February.
So this is a realistic proposition, is it, reaching the whole of the county?
It is. It's always been our goal. Some areas are targeting 90% or 95%. Our goal for the last 2 years has been full coverage by 2017. I think what we know is that we have to deliver that through a mixture of investment routes. Some of that could be involved gap funding, which is the project we have with BT. Others is about stimulating the commercial market, which is what this Access to Finance initiative is about.
OK, let me just read you some of the messages we're getting, Ian, on this morning. Sue says, internet is absolute rubbish in Great Addington. Wendy says, I understood some villages were being excluded from the Northamptonshire County Council project. I hope this announcement does mean that all of us will be included. My employer's promoting working from home, but that would be out of the question in Wollaston. What's your answer to Wendy?
All areas that aren't currently in our deployment plans, either the ones with BT, which is telecom, or targeted for commercial upgrades, are eligible for this funding. So the idea is that nobody misses out. The purpose of this initiative is to try and accelerate coverage in those areas which aren't currently identified for a deployment by 2015. So
okay.
Rather than wait until 2015, we want to see if we can do it quicker than that.
OK, Adrian comments, a bit patchy in some of my rooms here in Milton Malsa. My smartphone decides to connect to the neighbours' BT hubs instead. And another one about Milton Malsa. Jim says, broadband is very slow in Milton Malsa despite office units around the village. 2017, I'll believe it when it happens. What would you say to Jim?
We know how important broadband is to everybody. That's why we've got the target of full coverage. We don't want to miss anybody out. You know, we there will be some good news in the next month or so in terms of the first areas to be covered via our project with BT. We've asked local communities to return surveys to us to highlight where these demand hotspots are, and we've had a great response. That 6,000 responses from households and about 600 responses from businesses. So we're helping to build this picture of where services are particularly poor and where demand is very strong.
Presumably Jim from Milton Malsa could do his own thing as Eric Malcolmson did in the Tow Valley, and he could apply for a loan directly to you.
Well, the idea of the loan is it's the suppliers who have a proven technology, a proven solution. So we need to make sure that if we're going to invest, we invest with somebody who can deliver.
So you wouldn't provide the loan for just anyone in the community that wants to try and solve this for themselves?
You need to have the capability. This is, it involves technology, so you need to be able to deliver a solution. You know, Eric's project, he's been delivering for the last 10 years, so he has a track record of delivering broadband technology for those villages. So, you know, that's the kind of project that we're looking at, people who have a kind of a proven technology and have shown they can deliver, but where funding is a barrier.
All right, Ian, well, we look forward to seeing how this works in practice, and we look forward to seeing the whole of the county signed up to it within 4 years, as you say. Ian, thank you for joining us. Ian A. Church, Head of Development, Infrastructure and Funding at Northamptonshire County Council. It's 30 minutes to 9.
BBC Radio Northampton.
And the headlines this morning, a developer has unveiled plans...